Let me welcome for Irene Sanders.
Well, I would say it's nice to see all of you, but I really can't see you from up here. But I want to welcome you, nevertheless, to this wonderful afternoon with our special speaker, author Michael Crichton. And I want to thank Barbara, and I also want to thank the staff of the Smithsonian Associates, and especially Melanie Curtis, who's just been great in working with us and making this whole event possible. The first time most people heard the term chaos theory was in the book and then the movie Jurassic Park. As you may remember, Jeff Goldblum's character in the movie, Dr. Ian Malcolm, is a specialist in chaos theory. And as the drama unfolds, he explains what's happened or gone terribly wrong on that mysterious island. One of the things that chaos theory tells us is that in complex systems, systems with many interacting and interdependent components, systems like that can be very sensitive to small changes. In a nonlinear dynamical system, small changes or disturbances in the system can propagate through space and time, creating unpredictable and dramatic results at some point in the future. This is known metaphorically as the butterfly effect, a term which evokes an image, and lots of cartoons, of a world so interconnected that a butterfly fluttering its wings in Asia can cause a hurricane in the Atlantic. The lesson from Jurassic Park? Don't mess around with dinosaur DNA, because it might grow up and come back and bite you in the rear end. When Jurassic Park was published, those of us in the complexity community were thrilled that Michael Crichton had taken some of the basic concepts from chaos and complexity and made them easy for the public to understand and remember. And he has continued to do that through other books, including The Lost World, Prey, and his most recent book, State of Fear. But it was his strong statement and the author's message at the back of State of Fear that compelled those of us at the Washington Center for Complexity and Public Policy to extend an invitation to him to be our guest speaker today. And I'm going to read that statement to you. In the 35-odd years since the environmental movement came into existence, science has undergone a major revolution. This revolution has brought new understanding of nonlinear dynamics, complex systems, chaos theory, catastrophe theory. It has transformed the way we think about evolution and ecology. Yet these no longer new ideas have hardly penetrated the thinking of the environmental activist, which seems oddly fixed in the concepts and rhetoric of the 1970s. We hear the words chaos and complexity used daily to describe everything from the war on terrorism to the relief efforts following Hurricanes Katrina and Rita to the potential dangers of the avian flu, the latest Washington scandal, and even the most recent fashion faux pas. Yet very few people, the news media and policymakers included, have stopped to ask what the words really mean or what the new science of complex systems might contribute to our understanding and responses to domestic and foreign policy issues. Complexity science is providing powerful new concepts, tools, and a set of questions that can be used to think about, understand, and influence a wide range of complex issues and emerging situations. A basic understanding of complex systems will help reduce the fear and confusion we feel as we listen to the latest upheavals in business and international politics and work to respond to the challenges of the 21st century. Michael Crichton's novels have helped many understand the importance of complex systems research, as well as the uses and potential dangers of science and technology at the cutting edge. His science fiction thrillers are highly engaging, informative, and terrifying. I just recently spent several sleepless nights rereading The Andromeda Strain and Eaters of the Dead. Art is an invaluable partner to science. Artists' interpretations of life's many faces help us understand more about ourselves and our world. Through his art, Michael Crichton makes science real, interesting, and understandable. He shows us how new scientific discoveries might enhance or endanger our future. And his work often foreshadows real questions and dilemmas while facing the future. Michael Crichton is a graduate of Harvard Medical School with an undergraduate degree in anthropology. As the creator of the modern techno-thriller, his novels include The Andromeda Strain, Congo, Jurassic Park, Airframe, Timeline, Prey, and State of Fear. He has sold over 150 million books, and his books have been translated into 36 languages. He is also the creator of the television series ER. He is the only person to have held, at the same time, the number one book, the number one movie, and the number one TV show in the United States. He has won an Emmy, a Peabody, and a Writers Guild of America Award for ER. He even has a newly discovered dinosaur named after him, a Crichtonsaurus bellini. Please help me welcome our guest speaker, Dr. Michael Crichton.